thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
If you've got your Bibles with you, friends, we're still staying in the Gospel of Luke, and it's chapter 15. We're going to read a well-known portion of Scripture this morning from Luke 15, and it is the parable of the lost son. So we're going to go to Luke 15, and verse 11 we are going to commence from. Okay, so I'll give you a second or two to look that up. Luke 15 and verse 11, and the Bible says this here, and it's Jesus is speaking, of course. Then he said, that is Jesus, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and journeyed himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. I love this wee line here. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his precious word this morning. The title for today that was on the newsletter was, How is your Wi-Fi connection? Wee bit of a modern twist on what I was going to sit in on the title. But how is your Wi-Fi connection is the question today. We live in a world, friends, of communication, connection. We have never in the history of the world been more communicated with each other, been more connected with each other than we are in the present age in which we live. We have so many ways to communicate and connect with each other. We have mobile phones. Some people have them connected to their ear 24/7. They're in people's hands everywhere you go. People are connected to their mobile phones. We have Facebook, Instagram, X, which was currently known as Twitter. We have TikTok. We've also got WhatsApps coming out of our ears. WhatsApp groups coming out of our ears. And of course, we have emails. Don't get me started on emails. Emails, reams of endless emails. Communicating and connecting with everybody, every day. They're not all bad. I'm not running them all down. WhatsApp, for instance, was very good for me and for the family whenever Emily, a few years ago, went to Australia for a few months. It was amazing that she was able to FaceTime me on her phone. She was able to walk about the city of Melbourne and show me all the sights. And I'm sitting in Ballymoney in my living room seeing all this. The communication and connections that we have are just amazing. We have news 24/7, BBC, ITV, Sky, CNN, CBS. They're almost there before the news breaks and before the incident would happen. They're never far away. And yet, we live in a country with all this connection and all this communication And 7.1% of the population are registered as being lonely. That equates to 3.83 million of the population, and 1.4 million of that are old people. And yet we have all this communication and all this connection, and yet these people are longing and looking for something. They're cut off, even with all the communication and connection that we have. Another example of communication in the world was, or just happened recently, at the beginning of the month. And I know that one or two of the younger people in here will know what I'm talking about. Some of you older ones will maybe not, because we're talking about Xboxes and PlayStations and such things as that. But in 2017, there was a game released, and I know Noah played it a lot, called Fortnite. There was a lot of dancing involved with it as well, and I'm not going to get him up to dance this morning, okay? And it was a phenomena at the time. It centred around 100 players in a plane, and you parachute it or jumped out of it and float it down onto an island where, when you landed, you had to pick up weapons, you had to pick up supplies, you had to pick up ammunition, you had to pick up health, and then it was last player standing won the game. And it swept the world. And every so often, they revamp it and they rechange it and they move along, as they have to do, because within a month, it's served its purpose. But recently, at the beginning of the month, they released the game again, and they went back to the original island that the game came out with in 2017, and this caused a massive stir among the gaming world, to such an extent that in the first day that it was released, 44.7 million players played it worldwide, logging in and playing a total of 102 million hours of play in one day. Connecting, communicating. Of course, you need a good connection. You need a great connection if you want to be at the forefront of all this technology. No lagging, no wee spinning circles that lots of us sit in front of and are so frustrating. Round and round and round it goes while we just sit there looking at the screen and just waiting and waiting and waiting. And this is what the world brings to us. What's your broadband connection like? What's your Wi-Fi connection like? What's your broadband speed like? Somebody asked me, how's your Wi-Fi? And I said, well, she was cross this morning when I left home, but I hope she'll be all right when I come back that evening. But let's forget about the world for a wee minute or two, and let's think about God. And this is the challenge to us this morning, and this is what I want to speak about. How's your connection to God this morning? How's your connection with Jesus this morning? And how's your connection with the Holy Spirit this morning? What's your spiritual broadband speed this morning? Where are you at with God this morning in connecting to Him? Or is your spiritual broadband speed lagging? Is there a circle spinning in your spiritual life with God and with Jesus? Just in the same as it happens on the screen, but it's happened for you in your life with God and with Jesus. Are you in tune with God? Is the signal strong with God? How's your connection with God? Are you in touch with God's Wi-Fi connection? Of course, life wasn't always like this, and you younger people might think this a bit strange, but it wasn't always as easy as this to stay connected, because back in the day we only had letters or telegrams or postcards. Sometimes these would take days or even weeks to arrive at their destination. Maybe you are sitting here today and you feel answers to prayers are like that. You see, we live in a world where everything's just press a button, you get it. But when it comes to God's timing, things are different. You've maybe been praying for something for years and that circle is just going round and round and round. It can get frustrating. It can get frustrating. Maybe you're waiting today, like you're waiting on a telegram or a letter for an answer to prayer. We've come a long way from the day of two cans and a string, whenever we communicated like that at the very start. I can remember our first phone in our house. My grandfather worked at a company called Burnhouse from up near Lisburn, and his job was to lift the dead and fallen animals from around the farms around the district. And because of that, we had a phone in our house that the company put in, but it was a call box. It was a call box, and you need it at that time. I remember 2p got you a phone call back in those days, and the old call phone box in the house. It went up to 5p and then 10p at a later date. And in those days as well, friends, the older people will know what I'm talking, the younger ones will not, but bear with me, okay? You didn't speed dial back in those days. You had to, yeah, there's the circle again, phoning somebody up, round and round and round. It wasn't as handy. And in those days as well, not everybody had a phone. We were very fortunate because of my dad's work putting the phone in. But in those areas, there was post offices in all the areas, and close to the post office, there always would have been a phone box installed. And so it happened down the road for me. And this was very, very handy for a young teenager who would ring the old girl. Okay, so that's where we needed the phone. Now, this was the stupidest thing as well, because me and Gary, my mate, we would have rung a girl or two from time to time. And you never were brave enough to ring the girl yourself, you know. He had to ring for me, because I was scared that the mum and dad would be on the other end of the phone. And then they would turn around and they'd say, "Who's this here?" And he always said, "Oh, it's Mark Miller." And I never caught on over all the years. But that was how we connected back in those days. And the older ones will remember this. Do you remember the pips going? Beep, 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 beep. When the money ran out. And you had to make sure you had another 2p or a 10p at handy to get the money in, because if you didn't do it, the pips ended. You had a few seconds and then phone was cut off. There's someone in here this morning and you haven't got Jesus in your life. What if the pips went this morning? Maybe you're a Christian and you feel far from God. What if the pips were to go today? Where do you stand? Where do I stand before a holy God this morning if the pips suddenly went? And time was up. Friends, if you're without Jesus, you need the Saviour before the pips would go. If you younger people don't know what I'm talking about, ask the older ones when you get home what the pips are. Don't leave it too late, friends. Time is short. Don't leave it too late. Perhaps as a Christian you've lost your connection with God. What is your relationship like with God? Perhaps the pips are a warning to reconnect, to recommunicate. Maybe you haven't heard from God for a long time. Maybe you're struggling with something. Maybe you're frustrated. Maybe you're worried. And you're thinking, God, where are you? Friends, reach out. Reach out. Four connections that we connect with God. And one, and you'll know them. One, quite simply, prayer. I found two pieces of scripture that blew me away when I read this. They're both from 2 Samuel. The first one's 2 Samuel 24, verse 4, or 21, verse 4, and 2 Samuel 24, and verse 25. God heeded the prayer for the land. 2 Samuel 21, verse 4. And again, when David prayed for the land, he heeded David's prayer in 2 Samuel 24, verse 25. These were two prayers connecting with God, communicating with God for the people and for the land. And that should give you and me hope this morning that we can connect and we can communicate with God, that he would heed our prayers. I find that amazing. God would heed our prayers, like he did here in 2 Samuel. And that gives me hope this morning, because I've got children that need Jesus. I know many of you have family that need Jesus. I know many of you have friends that need Jesus. Keep praying, friends, because God will heed your prayers. He will heed your prayers. I believe he's saying that to you, to someone, maybe to us all this morning. Keep praying, keep connecting, keep communicating. I hear and see and answer prayer. I will heed your prayers. Daniel 6 and verse 11 says this here, that Daniel was found praying. What a way to be found. What a way to be found. Acts 9 and verse 11. Inquire, go and inquire of Saul of Tarsus. He is praying. He's connected. He's communicating with God. What an example for us to be found like Daniel in prayer, communicating, connected, in connection with God. You see, we must keep connected. We must keep communicating with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. See, if you take the story of the prodigal son, he decided that he wanted his money and go. Give him money. He got his share and away he went. See, once he went, he lost his connection. He lost his communication. And once he started to stray away and started to go down the life that he was going down, he just got further and further and further away from the connection. And we all know how it went. He lost everything until he came to his senses. And only when he came to his senses and he started to turn around and he started to go back to his father, then and only then did he make the connection and the communication again. Is there anybody in here today who feels that they're in that sort of situation? You're away, you've lost the connection, you've lost the communication. Like the prodigal son, turn around, friends, this morning. Come to the Father. He's not going to throw you out. We read that he was given, and the robes were put on him. They threw a party because the prodigal son had returned. You will be no different this morning if you reconnect and recommunicate with God. Secondly, God's Word. The title was, How's Your Wi-Fi? Here's Wi-Fi. It's the word, it's instruction, it's foundation, and it's inspiration. That's your Wi-Fi with God. The word is direction. It is a lamp. It is a lamp onto your path. That's what God's word said. It lights the way. If you set this down, if you set it up on a shelf gathering dust, well, then you're in darkness. It says it lights the way. God's word says, my word lights the way. It'll direct you. It'll show you the path. So if we neglect it, we lost the connection. We lost the communication. And then all of a sudden, when we neglect it, we start to wander. And we're going down the wrong way. And then all of a sudden, we're going the wrong way completely. And we don't know where we are. And then all of a sudden, we open it. Oh, and we find, oh, there you are. There's the right path again. We got to tap into God's word. Some people may be good at prayer, but not good at reading God's word. Some people are good at God's word, maybe not so good at prayer. We need the right connection and the right communication with God, friends. W, the word. The first I, instruction. The word guides us. It tells us what to do. It tells us how to live. It's an instruction to every aspect of life. But only when we're connected and communicating with God through his word and in prayer. F, foundation. We all know the story of the wise and the foolish, the foolish man and the wise man. The wise man built his house upon the rock, a good foundation. And we must have this good foundation. We must have this good connection. We must have this good communication. We must have God's Wi-Fi. Because when the storms come, we will fall. Don't think that we can go through it on our own or do it on our own, because we can't. But only if we have this good foundation, this good connection, this good communication, will we get through. And that's why so many people founder and flounder when the storms come. The connection's not strong enough. The communication is not good enough. And then with inspiration from Bible characters. Oh, there's so many. You could take any one of them. They're an inspiration to us this morning. Do you know why? Do you know why they did so well? Do you know why God used them so much? Do you know why some of the stories just blows our mind? Because they were connected and they were in communication with God. Simple as. It's simple, but so hard sometimes to apply. God's Wi-Fi, word, instruction, foundation, inspiration. Connection's important, friends. Vitally important as Christians to maintain your walk with Jesus and with God. You'll maybe come back to me and you'll say, Mark, it's hard sometimes. You maybe find yourself like Paul in Acts 16 verse 25. Paul prayed and was praying while he was in jail. Not easy. Not easy to keep connected and keep communicating when you're going through something that in our daily lives feels like a jail. Do you feel like you're in a jail this morning? Do you feel like you've lost the connection? Is that where you find yourself this morning? Is the wheel going round and round? The wheel's spinning, but nothing is happening. wee illustration came to me through the week, and if there's any farmers in here, you'll know where I'm going with this. But I think it's for somebody. I think it's for someone in here today, maybe for a few people. We recently got a few calves and they need milk. They have to be fed. And you have to get a little bit of water, warm water. And anybody who has done this, you get a bit of powdered milk, you put it in and you whisk it up. And you have to whisk and whisk and whisk to make sure that it's all dissolved and it's all, there's no lumps in it and it all goes away. But when you're whisking, I was whisking the bucket the other morning. This is 6:15 in the morning. I'm whisking away at this milk. And it's going round and round and round. And there's a funnel or a vortex appears. And you can almost put your hand right down to the bottom of the bucket. And you're spinning and you're spinning. You're mixing and you're mixing. And then to get it mixed up properly, you start to go the other way. And then the milk starts and goes the other way. And then you come back again. Sometimes the thought came to me, sometimes life's like that. You're going round and round and round and you can't see a way out, you can't find a way out. God spoke to me and he says, even though I started to spin the other way, the milk kept going for a wee while, clockwise, even though I was spinning anti-clockwise. Then the milk stopped. And then it started to go the other way. I believe God's speaking to someone this morning just to say, you're to hang in there. He is working. He is moving. But it will take a little bit of time for things to turn around, settle down, and go in the opposite direction. Okay? Hear that this morning. God is in your situation, but it will take a little bit of time for it to settle and start to turn around. But he is with you. He is with you. A couple of last points very quickly. We can connect with God. Communicate with God, but we also have to communicate and connect with each other. We've heard that before. But if God's connection's not strong, friends, if your connection with God's not strong, it's not going to be strong this way either. You see, Romans 1 verse 9 says, without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. That's praying for one another. We've got to connect. We've got to communicate with one another. Now, we're not going to get on with everybody. It's hard to strike up a relationship with 100 to 120 different people. But you've got to find that connection. You've got to find that communication amongst us. And find it with God. We need to communicate. We need to be there for one another. And there is a WhatsApp group for prayer. And it is immensely, immensely, immensely rewarding. I find it rewarding. And I know it's there. And if I need something to be prayed for, you can put a wee message on it. And people are on just boom, 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 boom. Praying hands, thinking about you. It's wonderful. And that's the connection that we need with each other. Do you know why we need all this? Do you know why we need our connection? Do you know why we need our communication? And I've drummed on and on all morning about communication and connection. And I'm going to keep drumming on till I'm finished here and I'm nearly finished. You know why? Because we have to connect with a lost world out there. And we have to try and communicate with a lost world out there. And if we have no communication or connection with God, if we have no communication or connection with each other, we ain't going to do it outside the doors. We ain't. Simple as. And then it's how we connect. with the outside world. I know we live in a world, friends, it shouldn't surprise us. It does, but it shouldn't, because God's word has told us the way it's going and the way it's going to go. Okay? We know where it's going, and it's not going to be good. That doesn't mean we give up. That doesn't mean we throw the towel in. We stay connected. We stay communicating with God. We stay focused. But when I read about how Jesus spoke to sinners, and I see the way some people, some Christians, speak to sinners on the streets, I have a problem sometimes with them. I'll give you an example. We live in a world where the GBT, whatever they're called, GLBT, LGBT, whatever it is, they're rife in our communities now. And we as Christians we're sort of scared of it. And you see people standing waving Bibles at these sort of people and saying, "You're going to hell, you're going to hell." These people need a Jesus approach. I'll give you an example. The woman who had, was it five husbands? Six husbands, five husbands. She was being accused, just the same as it is today. She was being accused by the so-called leaders and the church people, Sadducees and the Pharisees. They were wanting to stone her and put her to death. And then Jesus stepped in. And he just simply said, "He is without sin, cast the first stone." And then Jesus just stepped back out of the situation again. And when he came back into the situation again, he said to the woman, he says, "Where are thy accusers?" Because they all had left one by one. Now, did Jesus take a scroll and bash that woman over the head with it? And tell her, "You're for hell, you're for hell, you're for hell"? No. What did Jesus do? "Neither do I condemn you. Neither do I condemn you." Do you see the approach of Jesus? Do you see the approach of Jesus? Now, I don't condone people's behaviour and how they live their world or how they live their life. They need Jesus. This is a two-edged sword. And it brings truth. It is not a baseball bat. And Jesus never once used it as a baseball bat, waving it in the air. Never once did he use his word as a baseball bat. It was always two-edged sword. And he just come into a situation and he just spoke calmly, lovingly. And changed people's lives. And that is the connection and the communication we need. To get in tune with Jesus, to be more Christ-like like Jesus, to reach a lost world. And when we're in tune, when we're alone with him, we will see results. And thankfully, we have found favour in God over the last few months and so. We've seen people saved, we've seen people healed. We need to stay connected, focused, communicating with God. Because while we do that, we will see results for his kingdom and his kingdom. Amen, friends.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.